Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are back. We are live. And we have a pretty cool prize to get you in on here. Alice's Santa Cruz Beach Pad all this week on the fives at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Caller number 97 instantly wins a four pack of Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk Unlimited Rides wristbands and is in the running for a grand prize, four nights in a private villa at the Seascape Beach Resort.
Ooh.
I know. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
You have to be over 21 to qualify for this prize. But right now, we'll take caller number 97. We'll give you the four pack of Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk tickets, and then you're in the running for the Seascape Beach Resort private villa. Pretty, pretty good. In the warm California sun, boardwalk.
I'm near that area quite a bit. It's hopping right now.
Yeah, I'll bet it. Does your daughter have any interest in the rides or walking
Loves
around?
It.
On the, does she?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Not
does she ever
enough
ask
for that coaster yet
to go on the big people ride?
No, she's actually so funny. From a distance, as we drive the beach in the evenings after dinner or whatever, just to watch the sunset.
Sure.
And she'll see that the whole boardwalk's all lit up. Oh, so cool. Look at the ride. She wouldn't even, like, she's so scared of that type of stuff. There's no way. She's four.
They have that, like, sunken pit area, right, where there's all kinds of little kiddie rides. And
she went on the little cars that go in a circle.
Oh, fun. That's
Your
fun.
Fiance posted videos of her swimming.
Her swimming's good. Like, I took her to the Bay Club one of the days on vacation where I was all right, you're going to jump off that thing a bunch of times. And she just did.
Aww.
She, I guess because I was there to catch her, but she just kept doing it and doing it. And I'm like, do it again. We're going to get this out of your system so that it's no thing. It's fun. So now she can swim, and it's cool. It's like really cool to see that.
Does that Bay Club have... kid attractions there?
No, not like the slides. None of that stuff. They have their own pool, sort of.
Little kiddie pool.
Kiddie pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I didn't realize I was at. Some people I was sitting next to were all, there were no seats at the grown-up pool, so we're over here. I'm all, this isn't the, all right. I didn't know.
Well, you have a kid, so why would you know?
Where else would I go?
You can't go to that one.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Yay, you're back.
Yay.
My friends I've never met. Uh-huh. I got promoted and turned 31 during the time you guys were on vacation.
God, your whole life changed.
Couldn't share the news till now.
Aww.
Missed you guys so much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for missing us, and thanks for letting us have the time. And we're definitely, I feel all rejuved and
totally excited
reset.
To be back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely.
415 says, has Riley shown any interest in rocketry? There are a number of rocket groups in the Bay Area he should check out. They fly rockets up to 150,000 feet even, and you could see the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah, he is switching his major, if possible, to astrophysics. And so that is his
From
computer science.
To astrophysics.
Yes. 'Cause he science.
Da-na-na-na.
That kid
is smart.
Do you have to sign off on this, or do you just let him do whatever he wants?
He can do what he wants. He needs to take these five prerequisite courses, and if he can get them all this year, then he can, and pass them, then he can get into the program.
If you were Sarah's husband, would you put your foot down and say you're going to stay where you're at?
Oh, he's staying in at Berkeley.
No, I mean on.
Oh. Yeah, I did. Let me just think about this for a sec. This is the reason I'd let him do it. His grades are so ridiculously good.
Mm-hmm.
If he was, like, squeaking by, I'd be like, hell no.
No, he has options. And you know, who knows if this will be the thing, but he's...
Do you know what the five classes are? They've got to be crazy, quantum physics. Like, what are they?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't
know? Why don't you text him and ask him? I just have no idea. But he's, you know, he's just been really into this lately. And so
I was just curious.
Like, go for it, dude.
The way Hooman asked that question of you made me think that he might, if he were the dad, step in and say, you can't change majors.
I would let him to because his grades are so good. Like anything he
well,
seems
well, he feels
to...
that he can use the computer science stuff that he's already got going in this major.
He got all
as well.
A's, right, in 1B?
He killed it, which is, it's great. I mean.
You would let him change too, right, Vin? With all those grades?
Yeah,
at Berkeley?
I think I would say,
is it going to cost me any more money? Then no, go ahead and change.
That is part of the process of finding out
right
where you're going to, I mean, look, you're not your job, but you do spend a ton of your time there. And
might
you
as
should
well try and love it.
You should really, if you have an interest, pursue that.
Yep.
That's what I would say to my daughter. And if she were to say, I'm not interested in anything, I would be heartbroken. That would be a bummer.
Be interested in stuff.
You know?
Yep, absolutely.
Like, man, that's...
I'm interested in finding a man and settling down.
That would that would hurt my heart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would encourage her to pursue her dream and chase that.
And even if you aren't positive what your dream is, let's find out.
Yeah.
You know? Great, explore it. That's what college is for. Figure this out. Super proud of them.
Hi, when can we qualify to win tickets to The Secret Show in Sonoma?
We are doing it again tomorrow.
I actually do not know that. I don't know.
Keep it here on Alice because it's really your only chance.
Are we giving away tickets tomorrow too?
Checking in the hallway.
Yelling across.
This is hallway crosstalk, everyone.
Yep. Oh, we will have a few tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. I just don't know the time yet.
All right.
Maybe 7 a.m.
Guess you'll have to be listening.
And it's this week.
It's
like
Wednesday.
When
Stay
we
after
finish
tomorrow.
Here, I'm driving straight up.
Yeah, we're heading right up.
I'm bringing my little overnight bag to
here.
Work.
Yep.
510 says, did Vinny lose 10 pounds on vacation? He did not. He's
did
a loser.
You lost 7, though, right?
I lost 7 and then put one back on.
We had a net gain of 2 pounds as a morning show.
Right.
As of this morning, when I weighed in, I was 6 pounds lighter than when vacation started.
When I weighed in this morning, I weighed 3 pounds more, but in here I only weighed 1 pound more.
But considering how much exercising I did, it's clear my body has changed with age because I should have lost without a doubt.
Right.
Like, that is pathetic.
What are you eating?
Not that
I'm
much.
Concerned with what you're eating.
I'm really not eating that much. That's another thing. Not that much.
Right.
It's weird.
Bryn showed me his. What was that ring from? Which day was that? He showed me his ring. Walking around.
That was from that night, the Tokyo night where they won or didn't.
You got it. You have to show Vinny how many times that thing goes around. It's really funny because we all have the Apple Watch here, so the three of us all share our little activities and stuff. And I did see a couple times that he tripled his. So watch those rings wing
that
around.
That is killer. That's a neat feeling.
It's incredible. It's just going and going and going.
Well, normally how would it go?
Well, you're only trying to close it one time.
Oh, wow. I see.
So for me, it goes to exactly the end on each one.
That's
oh,
when you
closed it. Like, thank God this workout is over.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is to close them all, but certainly closing them or looping them is pretty
sure,
good.
Sure, it's great. I'm like, oh, look at me. I did more than I had to. That means I can do less tomorrow.
408, welcome back, guys. I'm stoked because I was on vacay the same 2 weeks as you, so I didn't have to suffer while you were gone.
Oh, well, that works out perfectly then.
Mark Ruffalo had a dream that he had a brain tumor, so he went to his doctor and asked for a CT. His doctor thought he was crazy, but he did it, and he found out that he had a tumor.
Oh, my God. Really?
Thanks to that. They found it early.
I'm telling you, if we just would scan everybody.
Hold on.
All right.
858 says, I'm a doctor. Scans are not benign. They have a lot of radiation and increase your risk of developing future cancers.
Oh.
There are extensive studies.
But I'll be scanned every year and then I'll be able to catch it.
Looking at the risk of developing different cancers and the risks of screening for them.
Oh.
Well, that's there it is.
But
that's
it could
why
be a tumor.
I can't just go get checked all the time.
That sucks. We need some benign scans. Come on, doctors. Science.
Hooman 805 says, yeah. Hooman, if there's a tie after five penalty kicks, teams go to sudden death, one kick at a time until someone gets one.
Oh, okay.
So that's the way that goes.
Oh,
that's
interesting. Damn.
I didn't see watching this time around, and I did see more games than I normally would because we were on vacation.
Yeah.
I did see a few games went to penalty kicks, and it's exciting. And when you think about being, I was sitting there going, they kept showing one guy's dad. And I was like, oh, God, can you, if you were the dad, you'd be like, don't be a goalie. Don't be a goalie. Like, there's this guy, he's in the goal, and he's just like all alone there. And the whole stadium's looking at this dude who's, and the kickers have it all over the goalie.
Of course.
All over him.
Oh, my God.
One guy comes up slowly, or he takes sort of a run, but slows down and just taps it. And the goalie had jumped one way, and the ball just slowly rolls in. Most embarrassing thing that could have happened to a goalie. As the ball rolls in at 1 mile per hour, but you're laying on the ground watching it pass your feet. I'm sorry, Hooman. What were you going to say?
The game tomorrow is at 11 a.m. our time, France and Belgium. And then on Wednesday, we're all rooting for England. England against Croatia, Wednesday, 11 a.m.
I'm rooting for Croatia.
Oh, you are?
Well,
are you Croatian?
No.
You just like their jerseys?
I just picked
them. They do have neat jerseys.
Do they?
They're like black and navy blue checkerboard.
Oh.
They're neat.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
It's like a jockey silks.
Happy birthday to me, Rosie in Hollister.
Oh, happy birthday to you, Rosie. Why are you laughing at that?
Yeah, I don't think we've had one of those before. Have
yeah,
we?
Wish yourself a happy birthday via our text, all right?
408 says, wait, doesn't your lady have a career and she's growing a human? Then doesn't she get to sleep after she shoots out of her baby maker?
No, the answer is no, she doesn't.
Vinny?
Well, no, I'll be there for 2 weeks. I have a paternity 2 week leave, which I will help out a lot. But no, this is a conversation that was had at length about how we shouldn't have another. And then she wanted another. And we discussed, as a 50-year-old man with a radio show, I don't really think I can be up all night.
50.
Yeah, I already turned 50, so we don't have to worry about it.
I turned 50 like 8 years ago.
Yeah, I'm over 50.
I'm turning 60 this
There's
year.
There's no party for me. Oh, well, we have to throw a 60 for you.
Yeah.
All right.
I want a 60.
All right. Anyway, yeah, so that's, yeah, she knows the deal. We discussed it at length. There's nothing that goes, every stone was turned over before I released the
Kraken.
Release.
You know what I mean.
The little Kraken.
Right.
The multitude of Kraken.
Right.
The Krakens.
I wanted my own bed, but didn't want to hurt my husband's feelings, so we got a king-size bed, and it's glorious. Oh. Well, you got to go king no matter what.
Yeah. Glorious.
King is the way. You got a king bed, Bryn?
Yes.
Yeah. I would get a king bed, but
you don't need
our
one.
Room's too small.
Well, you don't need one. Like you have that. Two different beds.
Because I sleep in a separate room. I have a king to myself.
You sleep in separate rooms?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
That's it. I mean, we were sleeping in a queen size together.
Yeah.
And now the baby takes up like all of that. It's funny. I walk into the room where Anita's sleeping, and Anita's sleeping like on the very edge of the bed. I'm about to fall off.
Well, she doesn't want the baby to get
to
the
Yeah, the baby's
edge.
Like fully like spread open with his her arms and legs.
Oh, so she's not in a crib. The baby's not.
No. We've yeah.
Is the bed pushed up against a wall or something? Isn't she crawling yet?
Yeah, she's crawling, but she's right next. Anita's a light sleeper. Yeah. She's a very light sleeper. Yeah.
So you've been sleeping in a separate room this whole time. Well, there it is.
Mm. Yeah, it helps a lot with our schedule.
Well, yeah.
Do you have like borders around the bed, like nets?
No, we should put her in the crib. That was the whole point of the crib.
But you don't want to put her in the crib?
We did, but the problem is you get up and you try to put her back to sleep when she wakes up, and it's a whole thing, and I say leave her there and just let her cry.
Just stick her in the bed.
It's easier to get to bed, man.
It's easier for everyone to get to bed.
It's
going to be harder later, but it's easier now.
But later.
Yeah.
She won't not sleep with you guys.
It's not going to be your problem, Brent.
We had to break that. That was a hard break to make. to finally say, you can't sleep in here anymore. You're kicking me in the head.
Well, wait until sister's sleeping in there. She's going to be like, hey, can I come in too?
I have a crazy
family bed. It's a family bed. Everybody's here in the family bed.
Crazy scenario.
Mom, Dad, Grandpa too. Everybody's here in the family bed.
What?
Please don't pee in the family bed. What, woman?
What is this song?
It's a new song I just wrote called Family Bed.
I have a crazy scenario that I've been thinking in my mind as you're talking about the baby waking up and then the mom has to go. I'm imagining the baby's going to scream, wake up Isla. Your fiance is going to go take care of the baby, and Isla's going to come to your bed every night. What do you think about that?
Well, if she comes to my bed, I would let her climb in with me if it was a situation where I just needed to keep sleeping. That'd be fine, but I don't think that'll be the issue. She'll go to her mom.
Oh, so everyone's with the mom, and you get to be alone.
Well, let's hope so.
Is that what you're imagining?
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to be a big problem. I think the problem will be that she's going to have an infant or a newborn, and that's going to keep mom up. I don't really think it'll keep up.
You need that far away bedroom, the one that she uses as an office. Like maybe your room you sleep in now should become the office, and then you could be like downstairs, really far away.
I have
earplugs.
I have a phenomenal suggestion.
I'll be fine. It's fine.
I think your mom should move in for a month.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
What do you think about that?
She is going to come stay with us for a month.
After the two weeks? Or?
Yes.
Nice. That'll be very helpful.
After I go back to work, she's going to come hang for maybe even more than a month.
Oh, that's nice.
Does she have her own room?
Yeah.
Is there enough room for everyone?
There are 4,000 bedrooms in this home.
So. That is not
10,000 bathrooms.
Right. None of that is true.
There's so many bathrooms. Vinny doesn't even know how many he has.
Yeah. But he cleans them all.
You clean your bathrooms with his toothbrush?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no.
Do you clean the bathroom?
No. Listen. I clean the upstairs bathrooms. She does the downstairs ones.
What was the maid? What's left for the maid?
There is no maid.
You guys should get a maid.
Yeah. Get a nanny, too.
Yeah, get
maybe
a night
a
nanny.
Hire some
you
people. Guys yeah. really.
Get a night nanny.
Need
hey,
to
I
loan
have another
me
question.
A lot of money.
Is there room in the backyard for like
a hut for you to live in?
Yeah, a hut. Like Sarah
like a
has.
Shed.
Can you build a shed out there?
They do those prefab kits. It'd be easy. You could fit a nice bed in there.
There would be a way for that to happen, but it's not going to happen.
It's not.
There's no sheds being built. No.
No shed?
No. I can't believe we're out of time. I have so many texts.
Ooh, let me give you a good one.
All right.
415 says, hey, won the $1,000 word several months ago and received the check this week. Thanks, Dallas.
All right.
510. So Tab Hunter?
Yes.
Is the guy that just passed away?
Mm-hmm.
510 says, Vinny, Tab Hunter was the sexiest closet gay actor in the 50s.
Oh.
I didn't know he was gay.
I don't know much
really
about him.
I'm not familiar with him.
I knew his name and I recognized him, but I definitely felt like, oh, that's someone my mom will want to hear. My mom, she wasn't having a good day today, so I decided to tell her about the death.
Do you
want
to tell us what happened to your mom?
The death of Tab Hunter.
What did she say?
Tell them what happened to your mom.
Some lady fell on my mom and broke her ribs.
How big was the lady?
Yeah, but your mom did it on purpose.
Her friend has macular degeneration.
Oh,
and
no.
She was helping her. It's a blindness thing. It's
I think.
Not what you have, right, though? You have retinitis pigmentosa?
Yeah.
So it's the other biggie. And so it's all bad when you're losing your sight. So she's helping her down the stairs at my mother's house, and the lady falls. She's a big woman.
Like how big? How many pounds?
Big. I don't know. I don't.
Like 300 pounds.
Do you have an idea?
What did
your mom say?
Yeah. What did your mom say?
Well, I don't want to like call. I feel bad calling
she's not
the lady
listening.
Out.
What did your mom say? You didn't call. You're not calling her out. You're relaying the message.
The woman is a 300-pound lady.
Oh boy!
And your mom thought, I know what I'll do. I'll
help
protect her from the ground with my body.
She was just trying to help her down the stairs. So my mom was in the way, and she fell, and she fell on my mom. And my mom broke a couple ribs. So my mom doesn't even lead with this morning, right? This happened to her yesterday, and we've been talking for a while this morning. She's like, oh, yeah, by the way, my ribs are broken.
Oh, I bet those ciggies hurt.
I know. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. She goes, yeah, I'm on meds, but, I'm walking around here like a little old lady. I'm like, well, that's because you are a little old lady. And she says she won't be old for 10 years at least. So I found that out today. That's good news.
So is your mom in the hospital or something?
No. She's at the house.
But she didn't puncture a lung.
No. Just cracked ribs, apparently.
So the smoking hurts, but it doesn't. Right. But it's possible.
I'm sure even breathing hurts. You know how it is when you've cracked a rib.
Is the bigger lady completely safe and fine? Not a scratch on her?
I think she's fine.
Your mom did her job. She took the hit.
She took the hit. Stop being a hero, Mom. Poor lady. I feel so bad. I'm sure she feels awful. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. It is great to be back. It's great to see you guys.
You too.
Missed you on vacation.
I could do 4 more hours.
Oh, let's do it. Let's just stick around. Tell Lexi that we're
No, I mean, I don't want to. I just was,
you know. You could.
I feel amped up.
Sure, I could do it.
Refreshed, renewed, excited.
But let's not overdo it on our first day back.
We got to save some.
We got to pace ourselves.
Look, we have live shows.
We have a big week this week. Mm-hmm. You will have more chances to win your way into our live secret show that's on Wednesday evening at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa.
That's going to be fun.
Followed by the pool party, which is going to be even more fun.
Yeah.
And we have some dirty, dirty listeners up in Sonoma. So please don't disappoint us. That show's
so
all about
sad
you.
To have to roll up there solo. Oh.
Aww.
Are you? I think you rather like it and prefer it.
I actually do think it's sad. I'm going to be solo too.
No.
Well, maybe we can watch Big Brother together.
So. I'm down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not going to be at the pool till 10.
No, we can't
lunatics.
Do that.
What? I'm going to bed early.
Uh-huh. We're all going to bed early.
I am.
All right.
And then, because we have a show to do the next morning, and that one, by the way, is open to the public. Mm-hmm. So just if you are in the area, and maybe you're with a lot of teachers complain because we do live stuff, and they have to go to work, so they have to be there early. No excuse now, baby. It's summer. Come
it's on
by. Come just grab a coffee and a quick muffin or sit and stay. They do a beautiful breakfast there at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. So that is this Thursday morning, 6 to 9.
Yeah.
It's a little bit
no
shorter.
Excuse.
Yeah, no
Even
excuse.
Even if you're in San Jose.
Absolutely.
Quick
get
4
your
hour
ass
drive.
Up there.
What's
in Scotts Valley, right?
Right.
Sure. Wherever you are.
No problem.
In Mendocino. Come on down.
Oh,
well, that's not even as far.
That's
yeah,
not
that's
that far.
True. That's
yeah.
true.
Probably closer
that's
than
a little
San
bit
Jose.
Easier. Yeah.
If you're in Montecito,
you
have to come. All right. Have a great day. Remember, keep it here on the Alice all the live long day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.